track 14. This is our final track for today, and we begin a bit unusually with a message from TNF Soundings about the national test of the emergency alerts system, which is to take place on Sunday, 7th of September at 3 p.m.
Hello, this is Alan, with an article written by Heather to warn you about a forthcoming test that will send a message to around 87 million mobile phones across the UK. A national test of the UK's emergency alerts system will be taking place on Sunday, the 7th of September at 3 p.m, targeting around 87 million mobile phones and tablets. This means a test message will be sent to every compatible mobile phone and tablet in the country. So, if you have a mobile or tablet that works on the 4G or 5G network, you can expect to receive a message on the afternoon of the 7th of September. However, if you have an older mobile phone, it is unlikely that you will be able to receive the message. As this is just a test, there is nothing to worry about, and you don't need to take any action. But in running the test, the government is keen to make sure that the national alert system is working properly in case it is needed to tell people about a real emergency. Government ministers have likened the exercise to a fire alarm test. The test emergency alert will look and sound different to the usual messages you receive on your phone or tablet. There will be a loud, siren-like sound for around 10 seconds, even if your devices are set to silent, and your phone or tablet will vibrate. The message that appears on screens will make it clear that it is a test and that there is no danger to life. Audio and vibration signals are an integral part of the test to help make sure that you are alerted to the arrival of the message if you are visually impaired or hearing impaired. This will be the second UK-wide test of the emergency alert system, following the first test back in April 2023. Since then, the alert system has been used in real emergency situations, with warning messages sent to devices in regions affected by very severe weather, such as Storm Dara and Storm Eowyn. In another case, emergency alerts were sent to residents in a large conurbation when an unexploded World War II bomb was discovered. Fortunately, the test on the 7th of September carries no risk to life, so there's nothing to worry about this time. It is possible to opt out of emergency alerts, including the national test, but the government strongly advises everyone to keep alerts switched on. Information on opting out can be found online at www.gov.uk/alerts/opting-out. But remember that opting out would mean you won't receive real emergency alerts in dangerous situations.
We could probably do with something to smile about after that, and as it's back to school time, here are a few really silly school-related jokes.
Why do calculators make great friends?
You can count on them.
Oh, of course.
Why can't pirates learn the alphabet, Brian?
They keep getting lost at sea. I love this last one. What did the ghost teacher say to his class?
Watch the board, and I'll go through it again.
And that's it for another week. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. In the meantime, it's time for us to say our farewells. Farewell from Jean.
Bye.
From Jill.
Bye-bye.
From our sound engineer, Doug.
Bye.
And it's farewell from me, Brian. Please, as always, do take care of yourselves. Until next time.